أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما حرم عليكم الميتة والدم ولحم الخنزير وما أهل به لغير الله. We've been reading in this ayat where Allah Ta'ala says Allah has made for you haram dead animals, that is, which have died of their own accord, and flowing blood also. And we explain the details of the Islamic form of slaughtering, which is the most noble, most humane way of slaughtering, and that Allah has made everything about this pig, the swine, everything of it haram. The hair of it, the hoofs of it, everything of it is totally haram. وَمَا أُهِلَّ بِهِ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ. And the other next fourth thing which Allah Ta'ala says which has been made haram, or jis janwar par naam pukara jaye Allah ki siwa kisi aur ka. And all those animals also which have been made exclusive for anyone besides Allah Ta'ala. That is, it was a practice of the Arabs also, the mushriks of Makkah and the mushriks of the Arabs, and right up to now also the Barilwi people, etc. They say this animal is exclusive for a certain peer. For that peer, this animal is exclusive for that peer. Or even if it is for a Nabi, for a Wali, for any, even a genuine Wali of Allah, if we say this animal is now exclusive for that person, and that animal is slaughtered even in the name of Allah, that animal is also haram. Because animals are only for Allah Ta'ala, they belong solely to Allah Ta'ala. And we say, as a tradition in our way, these animals belong to me, etc. But actually, everything belongs only to Allah Ta'ala. Just like to understand, we buy a kilo of rice for whatever price, 20, 25 rand. And we say, I'm buying the rice for 25 rand. We are not paying the money for the rice. We can't pay the money for the rice. What we are paying for are all the people who made effort, the farmers, those who were harvested it, and then the people who made the roads by which it could be transported, then all the trucks, etc. Then if it came by ships, for all the transportation by the ships, then all the work at the docks, the cranes, etc., all the computer work, and then again transported to warehouses where it's packed, and then to wholesalers and to retailers. We are paying for all those people's efforts. And that also Allah has subsidized it very, very, very heavily. Otherwise, 1 kilo of rice for all those people who grew it, who transported it, who made the roads, what would the price be? It's never 20, 25 rand. Allah may subsidize it very heavily. And the rice itself, that is a product of Allah. The farmer did not make the rice. Nobody can make one grain of rice, one grain of wheat, any apple, any grape, that only Allah Ta'ala does. So we haven't paid for anything. All that only belongs to Allah. And we have to pay for it. And the pay for that is to make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And the shukr is the real shukr when we say, I can't make shukr. That Allah, your favors are so many and so great that I can't make shukr of it. Then Allah says, now you have made shukr, now you have paid for it. All of us, hopefully, or everyone is of that nature, I don't want anything for free. I must pay for it. So all this namat, if we are not making shukr, then we are just like swiping it without paying for it. We must make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Like that, the animals also belong only to Allah Ta'ala. We say, I paid 2,000 rand for this animal, whatever. But we are not paying for the animal itself. That belongs only to Allah Ta'ala, and it cannot be made exclusive for anyone else besides Allah Ta'ala. Not for any Nabi also, or not for any Wali also. If that is done, then that is shirk. That is associating partners with Allah Ta'ala. And as we read, the pig is haram, and because of all its filthy habits, the greed that it has got, the immodesty, the shamelessness that is in it, and that it loves to eat human stool. It has got all those filthy, but that also is not as evil as shirk. Shirk is even worse than that. So to eat an animal that has been made exclusive for Allah, for anyone else besides Allah Ta'ala, all that evil of shirk will come into a person. And there are two aspects of this also, that the animal is made exclusive for Allah, for any wali, nabi, anyone, and which is haram. But when it's slaughtered, Allah's name is taken. Still that animal remains haram. It is so haram, like a dog, a pig, if you slaughter it and you say, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, it cannot become halal also. It still remains haram. So even that animal that was made exclusive for anyone else besides Allah, and it slaughtered even with Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, taking the name of Allah, it does not become halal. It is also haram. And if it is slaughtered in the name of that wali or that nabi, then that haram is even more compounded. Then it is even worse. And to eat that, the evil of shirk will come, penetrate right into every part of his flesh, all his veins and nerves, that shirk will penetrate. And then for such a person to make tawbah becomes very difficult also. So you have to see very carefully, though hopefully in our circles nowadays, there isn't anyone who makes the animal exclusive for anyone else besides Allah Ta'ala. But we must be very careful that when we go to people who are very much involved in this bid'at, then very many times when they have the special functions also, and uras, etc., then they have animal slaughtered which were made exclusive for any other, for a wali, for a nabi, for anyone, and that is also haram, even if it is slaughtered in the name of Allah. Ma uhilla bihi li ghayrillah, which has been made as exclusive for anyone besides Allah. And then in other ayats, Allah Ta'ala makes it clear, wama zubiha bighayri ismillah, and those that are slaughtered without the name of Allah, both are haram. Even if it's slaughtered in the name of Allah, it was made exclusive for any wali, nabi, it is also haram. And if it's slaughtered in the name of that nabi or wali, then that haram is even more. However, if before slaughtering the person makes tawbah, and now he says this animal is only for Allah, though it was all along for a year, 2 years, for as long as it could be, you were saying it's for any wali or nabi, he has made it exclusive. But now he makes tawbah from that, and this animal is now free, it's only Allah's animal. And now he slaughters in the name of Allah, that animal will be halal now. So tawbah also, we see that no matter how severe a person's crime can be, the worst gunas of shirk and tawbah, and a person makes tawbah, shirk and kufr, a person makes tawbah, Allah Ta'ala forgives readily. So it is great encouragement for tawbah also in here. And we should be very careful again with all the things that Allah has made haram. And for this ummah, Allah has only made those things haram which are harmful for us. For the Bani Israel, those things also were made haram as a punishment for them, though it was good and wholesome and healthy. But as a punishment of the gunas, those good things were also made haram. But for this ummah, only things which are harmful for us, bodily, physically, and moreover spiritually, that Allah has made haram. So we should stay away, be very careful to stay away from haram. And this is the onus and responsibility of it, is on every individual. It isn't for an ulama organization that they oversee the halal and haram. If they do that, they are facilitating it for us. But still, it is the responsibility of every individual to see what he puts in his mouth, whether it is a halal morsel or a haram, a doubtful morsel, a dirty, filthy morsel, are a clean, healthy thing. It is the onus is on everyone. On the day of Qiyamah, we won't be able to pass the buck on any organization that they certified this halal and they certified that as halal. We are responsible ourselves, every individual. And this is a very great responsibility. Just like we all understand that we are responsible to earn rosy. More than earning rosy, we are responsible to earn halal rosy. Not just earning any type of rosy, haram also or anything. We are responsible. It's not the responsibility of the ulama or any organization of the ulama or the government to see that we earn rosy or that we earn halal rosy. It is every individual's responsibility. So this is a very important aspect of deen, what we eat. And as one Allahu Ala said, today what we are eating by and large has become haram. And therefore our weakness in deen, that we incline to kufr ways, we give preference to dunya, deen, akhirat, Allah Ta'ala, we don't think about that also. Just by the way, we follow on deen also. But our object is dunya's life. I must have a good life, I must have a good lifestyle, good car, good home, good earning, my health must be good, that is what we are worried. Any small thing, to go for a checkup, to have x-rays done, just a little bump or fall somewhere, and we go for an MRI, that what is anything wrong. But for our spiritual side, we hardly ever think about it. So, and this is the cause of all this is what we are consuming and what we are eating. May Allah let us realize the importance of it and become conscious, and more than that, to see that actually we are eating proper halal, wholesome, tayyiban food. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.